Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 12th and 13th. We've had a relatively mild winter. We had a lot of rain a couple weeks ago. So those of us that are into running, reminder, the Capital Era Race Series, or CARS for short, starts the last week in March with the race at Gilmanton. So hopefully all my running friends have signed up. There's now an 8th race this year. Thanks to our friends at Runner's Alley, there's a 10K race in June. Put on by Runner's Alley, and that's right down Main Street in Concord. So my running friends, if you haven't signed up for the Capital Area Race Series, please do. January and February shows on Northeast Delta Dental Radio have been dominated with wellness themes, both in terms of physical fitness, you know, mental fitness. Last week, we had Cindy Ripsick on from the American Heart Association. We were talking about the upcoming New Hampshire Heart Walk event, which is in June, but also the Fit Friendly Worksite Award that we recently received at Northeast Delta Dental, and a lot of companies are eligible for. And of course, how we are what you eat, you know, the culture you have at the company in terms of promoting, you know, wellness. One of the things we do at Northeast Delta Dental, we offer all sorts of physical fitness activities because it really depends on what you like to do. So we have walking groups, running groups, aerobics groups, yoga. We have a fitness coach, Tom Walton. And it's just basically creating a culture of wellness. And of course, you cannot have good overall health without good oral health. So swinging back, you know, to my real job, this weekend with me is Hope Saltmarsh, who is the New Hampshire Oral Health Program Coordinator. Hope, thank you for joining me this 12th and 13th of March. I'm sure you have better things to do than to hang out with Tom Raffio, but thank you for doing so.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share oral health messages.
Perfect. So let's talk about your background. How did you get into oral health in general, and then specifically wound your way up to being the New Hampshire Oral Health Program Coordinator?
Well, I have a long career, so it has a long answer.
Well,
however,
what I found is the listening audience loves to hear the professional journeys of our guests, so feel
free. All right. Well, I started out as a graduate of UNH with a degree in biology, and I had a young family and decided that once my youngest was in kindergarten, I was looking for work that would capitalize on my background, and I enrolled at the New Hampshire Technical Institute in their program for dental hygiene, which turned out to be a great fit, and I worked in private practice for a few years. And then I took time off to be with my family and returned to public health this time and began as the dental director for a school-based program in Derry, Londonderry area. And I did that for a very long period of time. I was the executive director of the Greater Derry Oral Health Collaborative, which is a nonprofit that had school-based programs for 27 schools in the Salem, Londonderry, Derry area, six towns. And then in April, when there was a position open for the New Hampshire Oral Health Program as a coordinator, I was very pleased to be able to take that opportunity to work with Nancy Martin again, who is the manager of the New Hampshire Oral Health Program.
Great. And of course, we all know Nancy. So tell us, the WIC Pay for Prevention Project. Tell us the background on that, and what WIC stands for our listening audience.
All right. Well, starting off with what WIC is, it is the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, and it's a federally funded program. It is available for pregnant women, postpartum women, and for children from infancy up through their fifth birthday, and it provides basic healthy foods, nutrition information, and breastfeeding, health education, and other services for that group of clients. And it is available for all kinds of families in New Hampshire, married, single, working or not, and mothers, fathers, grandparents, foster parents, whoever is the legal guardian of a child up through age 5 is welcome to apply for WIC.
So I was recently there actually for a tour. So it's located in Concord, right?
Well, the project, the WIC Pay for Prevention project is what I'm talking about today, is a research project that is being conducted at the Concord WIC site and also the Keene WIC site. And so you were visiting when the dental program that's part of that research project was meeting with clients at the Concord WIC site.
Very impressive. Very, very, very impressive. So tell us what the goals are of the research project.
Well, you may have heard of the triple aim. It is a big topic for organizing, thinking about health in general, and our goals for the future being to increase access to health and improve oral health or health in general, and to decrease the costs of delivering that health. So the WIC Pay for Prevention project is aimed at showing the value of prevention.
Super. And of course, we've had Dr. Mills on our program many times, and Dr. Mills, who is our vice president, meaning at Northeast Delta Dental, our vice president of professional relations and science, he's always speaking of the triple aim. So do you think improving access, improving oral health, and decreasing costs, certainly noble goals, can you do the first two and decrease costs?
Well, that's what our project is about, because we aim to improve access by taking preventive care right to where the clients who are high risk, particularly for having dental problems, are at the WIC location. So bringing it to them at an optimal time to learn about oral health, because pregnancy is a really important time to access and learn more about oral health, for not just for the pregnant woman, but also for her child. And it is certainly ideal to prevent problems before they begin. So if you can be educating moms and starting to provide preventive services for their children as early as infancy, then that is a huge opportunity. And you would expect that it's going to increase the health outcomes, and we can reduce the cost by bringing those services through public health dental hygienists who are providing the services at WIC.
So it's a lot like a lot of things, invest now or pay me later. I know that I'm also on the board of Early Learning New Hampshire, and we try to make that point all the time. The investment in people from 0 to 4 is actually the best correlation in terms of high school graduation rates and future success in life. And so those establishing those oral health habits at a young age, getting the mom on board or dad on board. And that's why, for example, at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, we do the oral health challenge, because it's a way of getting that educational effort out there. So children that brush and floss in between visits to the dentist earn tickets to the game. And we really do that sort of a lot of education. So in addition to, you know, triage and thing and cleanings and so forth, I'm assuming there's a lot of education that goes on at these WIC sites.
Well, education is probably number one. And really what we're trying to do is provide education with some key messages around brushing teeth twice a day as soon as the first tooth erupts, using a fluoride toothpaste. For children under 3, using just a small smear of fluoride toothpaste, like a rice grain size amount. And then when the child is 3 and up to 6, you would recommend a pea size amount of fluoridated toothpaste. But making sure that parents know for themselves to be brushing twice a day at least with a fluoride toothpaste, and the same for their children right from the get-go, is really big, important way to prevent problems. And another thing is a message that everybody needs to hear, that we need to limit sugary snacks and drinks. And if we can take care of removing all of the plaque and keeping the teeth clean and strengthened with fluoride, and we can remove the sugars that or cut down on the sugars that are prompting the acid that dissolves teeth, then those are important behavior changes that can improve oral health. And they're simple enough to do if you know to do them.
Yes. Once you're educated, it is a lot of common sense. But I think there's definitely an educational component. A simple one, such as, you know, when I was growing up, actually, even when I was having our children, like you were told to bring the child to the dentist, like, say, by age 4. But now, of course, we know it's by age 1 or when the first tooth are up. So that's kind of knowledge that the general population needs to know.
Right.
And there's a lot better now cooperation between the pediatrician and the dentist as well. So that's you're establishing, you know, that habit early on there.
Right. But that knowledge that is what you do is not pervasive. Most people don't know that they should be taking their child to the dentist that early. And so the opportunity at WIC for a trained professional to be looking at the teeth and doing a screening and making recommendations about oral health and recommending and referring them to a dental home by age 1 is an essential.
Now, you mentioned dental home, so that's now a term of art. So tell us what exactly we mean by a dental home.
Well, a dental home is a term that we're using to describe a family having a place, a dental office, where they can go and receive comprehensive dental services or be referred for specialty services if that's necessary. But having a dentist that is providing their care and hooking them up with further care if they need it.
Great. Well, thank you. So after a break, we'll be talking about how WIC gets funded. And of course, this is New Hampshire. So we always ask the question, how is a certain program funded? And we'll also get into the results of the program so far. So Tom Raffio with Hope Saltmarsh, please stay tuned with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Hope Saltmarsh, who is the New Hampshire Oral Health Program Coordinator. Just a quick reminder for my running friends, please sign up for the Capital Area Race Series. There's 8 races this year, starts at the end of March. So 2 weeks from now, we'll be running up the hill at Gilmanton. And if you've ever run that course, you know that it's a tough way to start the season because the last mile of the race is straight uphill. But the way I look at it is from that point on, all of your 5K times will be better because there won't be such a large hill. Although the last race of the year, the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, actually also is a very, very similar course. In between time, we have a Bill Luty 5-miler. We have the new 10K put on by Runners Alley in June. So please sign up. So back to Hope and WIC and the Pay for Prevention Project. So this is New Hampshire after all. And so one of the things that my listening audience always says, Tom, make sure you ask, how are these programs funded? So there's your question.
Well, we are very grateful to the H&H Foundation, who has been funding the program and promoting it from the beginning. We are also receiving funds from Northeast Delta Dental. The New Hampshire Charitable Foundation and the Jesse B. Cox Foundation.
And you have some partners as well, correct?
Oh, we do. Well, yes. And New Hampshire's Oral Health Program works primarily with partners. And so we are working with New Hampshire's dental director, who currently is Dr. Sarah Finney, and she heads up New Hampshire's dental Medicaid program.
And Sarah took over from Dr. Peg Snow, correct?
Correct. Okay, absolutely. And we're working with some public health dental hygienists who are providing the services in the WIC centers. And we are working with the WIC staff at the Department of Public Health Services in the same program where we are, and also the WIC staff at the WIC centers themselves. Forsyth Institute is a partner, along with Dr. Richard Niedemann from NYU. And Dr. Niederman is the one who's going to be doing the evaluation and writing a final report later this spring.
And Dr. Niederman, for the listening audience, he's pretty famous in this field, so it's great that he's still engaged. And
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Real expert.
Absolutely. Known him for years. So now you mentioned before the break, we have the WIC sites both in Concord and Keene. There used to be one in Pittsfield, but that's closed, right?
Right. But for most of the project, which started in the delivering services in the spring of 2014, and the project, or at least phase one of the project, ended on December 31st, 2015. We've been very fortunate to have continued funding from the H&H Foundation, and so we're going to be able to continue the program through December 31st of 2017. But that first phase has ended, and we are just gathering our evaluation data and providing that to Dr. Niederman, who will be evaluating the project.
That's great. And he's actually going to do that evaluation starting this spring, so relatively shortly. So I know that the Women, Infant, and Children program is trying to, you know, reduce barriers. What are some of those, you know, barriers to access?
Well, cost can be a problem. However, the children who are at the WIC clinic are almost all covered by New Hampshire Medicaid, which provides very comprehensive, excellent dental benefits for children all the way up to their 21st birthday. The adults, so the pregnant women that we're seeing, and they're the mothers of the children and fathers of the children, most of those adults do not have insurance. While the women are pregnant, they are covered by New Hampshire Medicaid. However, New Hampshire Medicaid is only able to cover treatment for pain, infection, and an extraction, but they aren't able to pay for preventive and restorative services. And so that has a real impact on their children's oral health, because the dental disease of cavities or caries is a disease which is an infectious bacterial infection. And so it is passed often from moms, especially if they have a high level of decay going on in their mouth. They're more apt to pass along those bacteria to their children, who will then have that high level and be more prone to decay. So if we can get the mothers healthy before those children are delivered, it would have a positive impact.
That's another case of, you know, good education information. We had Dr. Randy Tillman on a few weeks ago, and Randy, she is one of Dr. Shannon Mills' colleagues at, of course, Shannon is a man and Randy is a woman. But anyway, but Randy was on the show a few weeks ago and mentioned that oral health disease, cavities, caries, whatever, is the number one disease amongst children of the entire population, not
right.
just this population.
Right.
So it's interesting, and it's, I don't know, it's always a little personally frustrating for me, because unlike maybe some other diseases, it's so preventable in terms of education, access to fluoridated water, seeing your dentist a couple times a year, brushing and flossing in between visits. I have four children, and with this ingrained in my head as a dad, I mean, none of my kids have any caries. And as you know, Hope, I mean, the progression of dental issues, you know, you have a carry that becomes a one surface filling, which becomes a two surface filling, which eventually as an adult becomes a crown, and then maybe later on an implant. So that whole progression doesn't have to start, you know, with good oral habits. However, obviously it's a problem, because as Randy pointed out, it's the number one disease of children. And we know also from my stats as chair of the State Board of Education, after the common cold, the number one reason for lost school days is oral health related. And then as an employer, as a CEO, same stat. Probably the number two or three reason for most lost work days from a business perspective is, again, oral health issues. So, and it's so darn preventable. I know when the Endowment for Health, which was the fund established when Blue Cross of New Hampshire was sold to Anthem, the first couple of years, we really emphasized obviously oral health, and that was one of the reasons why we did, because you can actually, you know, get your hands around. So the WIC program here, the Concord, you know, Sealant Coalition, there are ways, you know, we can address it. But I also am not in denial. I know that those issues still exist. So would I know you mentioned cost as a possible barrier, but what about transportation? If you're a blue collar worker, time off from work, and then of course. And this transcends all socioeconomics, but there is a small percentage, but real percentage of people that just have this fear of the dentist. And I know, like, in our traditional commercial group business, even when the employer in Delta is paying for everything, you still can only get 80% of the people to go to the dentist. So right. There's a certain fear factor.
Right. So the beauty of the pay for prevention program, by going to WIC, the WIC clients go there quarterly to visit with the nutritionist and pick up their vouchers for the food program. And so while they are there, they have the opportunity to visit with the hygienist. It is a very, very friendly, non-intimidating kind of environment. And the hygienist is very often just doing a knee-to-knee exam with the children, the young children. They would just be chatting with the parents, and the child would sit on the parent's lap and just rest their head back on the hygienist's lap, who looks in the mouth quickly and assesses what the situation is. She may be able to apply fluoride varnish. When they're a little older, she might be able to apply sealants or temporary restorations. But and then every time referring to a dentist. And lots of those children do have an option nearby to go to a dentist who would accept them.
So young moms and dads out there listening to the show, even if you've had a bad dental experience when you were growing up, it's a whole different world now. So I encourage you to make sure you don't pass that fear on to your child and get in and go to the dentist yourself, because it's a whole different world.
Right.
Certainly when I went to the dentist, oh my God, but my parents forced me to go. Thank God they did that. But I mean, it's a whole different world now, whether it's this program or, you know, just in general. So I know Dr. Niedemann is going to have more comprehensive results, but you have some preliminary results as of September of last year. So how many children and how many women have been seen?
So far we've had 573 children who have been seen, and that's from infancy up through through the time they are 4 years old. And interestingly and happily, about a third of those children have come for their first visit when they were less than 12 months old. So you hardly ever see a child 12 months old who has any signs of visible tooth decay. However, by the time they are two, you might have like 8 to 9% of children who are experiencing tooth decay that is visible and a problem. And you can imagine that getting treatment for a child that young is not a simple thing. And unfortunately, far too many of them end up in the hospital and under general anesthesia getting treatment.
And the emergency room is seeing many, many patients that dental related. And that's, you know, again, that's another source of frustration. Can you spend about 30 seconds, just comment on New Hampshire Medicaid, and then I'd like you to, we'll end the program with, how do you see the project going forward?
We very much value the input of the New Hampshire Medicaid director in helping us support this program. We've participated in a national Medicaid Oral Health Learning Collaborative with Dr. Finney and first with Dr. Snow. And the program is now being investigated as a potential promising practice nationally by
congratulations.
Children's Dental
Best
Health
practice.
Project. So that is a wonderful thing. And
how do you see things on a going forward basis? How do you see the project?
I am really excited, as are our partners, because knowing that we are being able to go forward, we've all been brainstorming about ways to make sure that as many of the WIC clients know that this is an opportunity they have, and we've been really working on encouraging even greater participation, because if we can keep absolutely as busy as we possibly can be, that means the return on investment is going to be that much greater. So we are excited about this project and the good reception it's having.
Well, thank you for all you do. You have the passion for it. And of course, one of your lines, data will inform the stakeholders of the project's sustainability.
Absolutely.
So you need data. But I always say you need the data and the passion. So Hope Saltmarsh, New Hampshire Oral Health Program Manager, thank you for explaining the Women, Infant, and Children's Pay for Prevention Project. Well worth it, and we're looking forward to have you on again when Dr. Niederman's official results come later on this year. Thank you for joining me this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.